Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. I do apologize for my tardiness on today, and thank you all so much for your patience and being here waiting for me. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ, located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, however, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. His topic today is A Precious Dog's Life. I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the message, Brother Tansel will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our call this morning. And I wanted to tell you a story about my family and just how it relates to God here. We're talking about a precious dog's life. And my wife and I own four dogs, and the one I'm going to speak about this morning, his name is Chocolat. The word is a French term for chocolate. So if you speak a little French, you'll know the word. His color is brown and white, and he feels like the softest blanket you ever laid your hands on. So they say dog is a man's best friend, and I tell my wife I need four dogs with her as my wife. So you see, if you're going to be married for any length of time, you better find the humor in things. So in 2 Samuel 12 and 3, it says, "But the poor man had nothing except one ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it and grew it up with him and his children. It shared his food and drank from his cup and even slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him." So almost 10 and a half years ago, my wife and I were married here in Atlanta. We wanted a pet, and we looked for a couple months after we got married. And my wife had called me when I was at work one day and said, "I think I found him. Can you come?" So I went over to the shelter, and he and my wife hit it off immediately. I say he was making eyes at her and she was making eyes at him. And it was love at first sight. So Proverbs 26 and 17 says, "Like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own." I just wanted to caution you, never grab a stray dog by the ears. That might not be a good situation. So back to Chocolat here as we tell the story. Before we adopted him, they found out he was a Portuguese water dog. We reached out to the National Association, and they connected us with a local Georgia group. And so we began training this dog, and he began competing in competitions pretty regular, and he's earned several titles as he, you know, is very loyal and obedient to us, and we love to see him have fun. Over in Proverbs 12 and 10, it says, "The righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel." So I'm going to fast forward a little bit for the sake of time. In June of this year, Chocolat was diagnosed with cancer after having his spleen removed. So we began chemo treatments immediately. And earlier this week on Monday, this is what I wrote, "Today on 11/2/2020 was the worst day of Chocolat's cancer. Our day started by the usual fighting to get medications down his throat before my wife left for work. So at about 10:30 in the morning, I took him outside and we walked up a hill. He began to stumble, moving from side to side as he fell to the ground. I thought he was dying, and as he tremored and he shook with uncontrollable movements and he began to foam at the mouth. And as I held him in my arms, I told him it would be okay. Daddy is here. I called my wife home from work, and she rushed home from work. So that day, he had a total of 5 seizures, and we took him to the pet emergency room on Monday night, waited for 3 hours, and they told us they were going to keep him. You see, there were 9 additional cars in the parking lot that night. There were 9 dogs ahead of us that had emergencies. So one of them, they got directly from the car and ran the dog into the building there. So as we fast forward to Tuesday morning at 7:30, when they released him in the morning, we arrived to pick him up. He was so excited to see us that as soon as he got in the car, he started having another seizure. So they had to rush him back in. who remained there at the emergency room on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we picked him up on Thursday morning at 11:30. So I said prayers all during this time, and I was just asking the Lord to give us a little bit more time. And our wish has been granted as we brought him home. No seizures yet. So at the pet emergency room, the vet taking care of him is a surgeon. And the surgeon stabilized him, and they told us to follow up with his primary care physician. So at my primary care vet's office, my wife works there. She's been there for 7 years. And there's a couple of vets there. And so the vet that takes care of Shokla on a normal and regular basis says he's not familiar with seizures, but if there's anything you want me to do, please let me know. So I'm thinking, please let you know. Aren't you the expert? Surely this is the first time you had to administer care to a dying pet. Did you get into the profession for the right reason? Did you think you're just going to treat pets without dealing with the emotion from the owner? You know, if this was your pet, what would you do? What would you recommend? So he wants us to follow up with the pet surgeon. Well, the surgeon works at a specialty clinic, right? They usually deal with pets that have injuries, need surgery, or have an emergency. So we're on this ping pong ball of emotion between the two clinics, in addition to thinking about final preparations for Shokla. So why do I tell you this story? I know you've probably dealt with medical situations for your family members. We're usually not prepared for these situations, which is expected, and there's no shame in that. And I'm telling you this story because there's always a family member that has to step up and advocate for your family member that may have health issues. Ask questions, seek out opinions from other healthcare providers, read and research information over the internet, tell people what you're going through, and don't suffer in silence. They say all dogs go to heaven, and the cat owners say, what about the cats? While we're thinking about the cats, what about gerbils, fish, rabbits, and all other pets we have? Some people may say, why don't you put him down? I ask, when you have a loved one that is sick, do you ask yourself the same question? Or do you wait until the time comes to finally make that decision? We know the time's coming soon. I'm so grateful to God for giving us this extra time to say goodbye. And as we look at him and watch him inhale and exhale, and I cuddle him in my arms, I thank God for this precious dog that made our lives richer. He's the pack leader, as they say. When the pack leader falls, there's a sadness among all other pack members. In our household, we have 4 dogs, including Shokla. It's not easier to say goodbye to a pet than it is a human being. We know we'll have to go through this experience at least 3 more times. So when you're soul searching and thinking about life, think of something bigger than yourself. We all have so much to give while here on earth. As they say, all dogs go to heaven. Where do humans go? Where do we go? Where do we want to go? And are we prepared to go there? So I tell myself, keep your head up, keep your spirits up, and after you've done all you can, you have to release Shokla to the angels. God is with us, Jesus is with us, and I feel that everyone on this call is with us. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you today and forevermore. Amen. Now I'll finish with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for the souls on this call. We know we're going through a pandemic. We know that we are all hurting in some kind of way. We've all experienced things in life. We've got people that are trying to beat this pandemic because they're sick with coronavirus. We got people that have passed on. We got people dealing with unemployment, food insecurity, and just wanting our family members to get back closer to God. Touch us today, O Lord. Be with us. Walk with us through this life here. We know you're going to give us the strength to deal with anything that we have to deal with in this world. And we pray that we stay close to you. We read the Bible to educate ourselves, to be better Christians, and to walk in the light every single day. Thank you once again for this precious life of ours that we have here, Shokla, all the dogs. I thank you for my lovely wife and my family. And I thank you for everything you've done for us and everything you're going to do around the corner in the future, things we haven't thought about. And I thank you for that for everyone on this call today. Thank you for blessings that we don't even know that you're going to give to us. Let's have a great day today. Thank you so much, precious Heavenly Father. Amen.
I pray to the Lord, my soul, he would take.